Radiohead is coming to the Hollywood Bowl on Monday. We have your tickets coming up between now and 9 o'clock on the world-famous K-Rock. Kevin Smith is in our studios.
Hello.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back opens up on Friday. You know, we have a bunch of calls, and a lot of people have a bunch of questions about so many things, but I already have one complaint to lodge about the movie, Kevin. I haven't even seen it yet. I hate to do this, Jay, because I know you get beat up all the time. Everybody's always complaining about something in your movies.
Jump into the nightmare, dude. Go ahead.
Steve Cometco, really?
Steve Cometco is in the picture.
Steve Cometco, what are you doing,
Steve
Kevin?
Steve Cometco brings the Cometco magic.
Nobody
into the
hates Steve Cometco more than Bean.
Really? Just,
oh my God!
Bean, is that why you got out of L.A.? Because Cometco's here.
Bean
and
wrote
he
him
a, to get
an actual letter telling him to not only quit but please kill himself.
Kill himself.
Oh,
do the world a favor. He's so awful. I mean,
that's a little intense.
You're giving him hip factor though by putting him in your movie. That's what concerns me.
You know, we had a scene involving E, and you can't do that without Cometco and Jules.
Oh,
wow. No way to do it.
Was he just a pretentious ass on the set?
No, he's an excellent good guy. Really, really nice. It was the first thing we shot on the movie, 6 a.m. one morning, and he brought that Cometco magic hard. He brought his A game. It was awesome.
His Cometco magic and A game is what Bean objects to, I think. Though.
Yeah,
I think you'll
dig it in the picture because it's kind of played for humorously. You know.
Yeah, and you know what? And Hitler ran the trains on time, okay? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
How did you become...
I can see how those two correlate, you know, Hitler and Cometco. Relax, dude. You're in Seattle. Drink some coffee.
How did you become Mr. Controversy? How did that happen exactly?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that
Isn't
out.
Isn't that just
some
weird?
Some people accuse me of doing it on purpose, like working it to my benefit, but I mean...
You don't seem like a guy who works that hard.
That's the thing. It's like people have a perception of who you are and what they think you are based on what they've read about you or seen in your movies. If you know me truly, I'm the least controversial person on the planet.
Well, I remember the heat you took over Dogma, for instance, and you were kind enough to come in on the show during that controversy, and you said, look, they haven't even seen the movie yet. I'm a good practicing Catholic guy.
Exactly.
There's nothing sacrilegious in this movie, yet they're up in arms about it just because it's addressing a controversial topic. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with it.
There are some occasions where you're pushed into this kind of corner where you have to defend yourself, and it does sound like you're trying to garner more publicity, but if you say nothing, then they win.
But
right?
Why does that happen so much to you?
I have no idea. On Clerks, it was about the movie got an NC-17 first time around, and then so suddenly we were at the middle of this First Amendment battle, and then Miramax hired Alan Dershowitz to defend the film. Mallrats, no controversy whatsoever, just died at the box office.
Well, there was the Shannon Doherty controversy.
Very little. Her controversial days were beyond her at that point.
Right.
Or yet to come, depending on how you look at it.
Right.
Chasing Amy was a tiny bit of heat from the lesbian community, saying we maintain that all any lesbian needs is one guy to turn her around, which in the movie we deflated the argument by bringing that up, and I guess they just didn't understand that.
Right.
Or didn't care. Dogma was, of course, the worst. Like hundreds of thousands of pieces of hate mail, 3 death threats. We
Are
had to not.
Kidding?
We weren't allowed to open our mail or packages for almost 6 months.
Is that wow?
It was really, really bad. And so
now
this, so because
yeah,
of the Dogma,
beef?
Because of Dogma and what went on there, this movie was the response. I just said, I want to do something where nobody's going to be upset. Like there's nothing controversial about it. It's just laughs for the sake of laughs. It's pure comedy. And then the glad thing happened.
And were you shocked by that? I'm
totally blown away. I've always felt like I was a very overtly gay-friendly, straight director. A lot of gay content in the movies we've done.
Right.
In Clerks, Randall hints that he's gay. Chasing Amy, of course, is just full of gay goodness.
Right.
In Dogma, they talk about Jay masturbating, thinking about guys. You know, which is kind of big.
Well, and in the new movie, you got Steve Cometco.
So
you can't get more gay-friendly than that.
There's also a moment in this movie where Silent Bob cops the fact that he would have gotten down with Jay. I mean, very overtly, and it just, there's a lot of, you know, I won't lie, there's a lot of gay jokes in the movie, but they're not gay jokes at the expense of the gay community. They're inclusive. It's like,
you know,
if you're going to talk about straight sex, why can't you talk about gay sex?
There's no room for that. There's no room for
why?
because they are one of the groups that is really looking hard to be hurt. That's their, they've got to be hurt.
I don't know. I disagree. I mean, because I think they'll let so many things slip under their radar. I haven't seen it, but all I keep hearing about is like, I can't believe you got pegged and Rush Hour 2 didn't, because Jeremy Piven plays a very overtly fey gay character, stereotypical and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I just think I like what GLAAD does. I respect what they do. I think it's important. But at the same time, I think they were so misguided in choosing this movie. I think this was just a bad flick to go like, hey, you should stop. Because I don't know. I think any time a straight filmmaker is willing to work in that much gay content, that should be kind of a plot. Where's my plaque? That's what I'm saying.
Well, we have Scott Thielman from GLAAD on all the time. He's been a frequent guest.
Scott,
he's
was an excellent guy.
Yeah, he's an entertaining guy. We really enjoy having him on. We have a good relationship with him.
Yes.
And he's the one who I have seen in the media mentioned as his complaint is some of the derogatory terms you use.
He was
the
guy that contacted me, and then I called him. I got a fax from him, and I immediately called him because it was sounded very grave. Uh-huh. And then you talk to him, and he's just very friendly and make cracking jokes and whatnot. And so,
do you call him Scott Seaman just to annoy him like we do?
No, but he made that joke. I didn't even have to make it, you know? I'm sitting there going, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. And he's just like, imagine how hard it is to grow up gay with a name like Seaman. And I said, really? I don't understand. What do you mean? but he was such a really friendly guy.
Yes, he
came
is.
To the office, and we hung out for like 3 hours chatting and whatnot. At the end of the day, we just kind of agreed to disagree. He said he thought the movie was homophobic. I said, you're nuts.
But I disagree with
you. You're nuts and you're gay. That's what I said.
With he and his group, I think they have no room for jokes that are made either at their expense or not at their expense.
Right.
They have no room for any jokes that include gay.
I don't know. I mean, I agree with you, but I think they let a lot of things go.
Yeah.
And I think they chose a bizarre topic with this movie. Anytime you have a movie where... a movie that's aimed directly at like 13 to 25 year old boys, where one of the main characters, title characters, you know, cops to the fact that he would have done something with the other male main character. You know, hey, I'll take a plaque for that. You don't see that in Lethal Weapon. Riggs and Murtaugh don't be like, all right, let's do it. And let's just get down. But Scott, I mean, you've met him. He's a very nice guy, very funny guy.
Absolutely.
But also the most shocking thing was the amount of gay jokes Scott made. And I was just like, look, that's not fair. I mean, just because you're gay and I'm not, you get to make all the gay jokes.
Yep.
As well as like other jokes at the expense of other people. He made like a Calista Flockhart joke that I was like, I want to fine you $10,000. How dare you, sir?
And I hear that he hates the yellow man too. That's the other thing I've heard about Scott. So,
what is he?
You didn't hear that. The yellow man.
All right.
Kevin Smith is in our studios. We need to take another break. Can you stick around for
I'll stick around forever.
All right, cool. Kevin Smith is here. We'll be right back.